out, you lose track of time, you go in the water, and guess what?
Mm-hmm.
It washes off.
Mm-hmm.
The sunscreen washes off.
Right.
So we're going to talk about what is sunscreen, how does it work? So what is photoaging?
Photoaging.
Photoaging is changes in the skin. The tissues underneath, the connective tissue, which, you know, holds up your skin,
mm-hmm.
gets weak. You get deep wrinkles. You get rough skin. You get freckles. You get brown lesions. You even get white spots on your legs or your arms. Now, as women, you know, we always want to look the best we can.
Yes.
So obviously, photoaging is not good. Terrible for your skin. And also, we need to remember that smoking also affects the skin.
We've talked about that
many
times.
We've talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very important.
So I can already hear the combination of smoking and sun exposure is sort of a double whammy.
It is a double whammy. So we also know that the photoaging, the sun causes photoaging. It also causes these spots that are called actinic keratosis,
mm-hmm.
which, have you ever seen the rough, scaly patches? Sometimes they start off as white, they become a little pink, then they get brown. They're most common on the face, and they are considered precancerous lesions.
All right.
So the sun causes that too. We also know that the sun can affect and cause skin cancer because it affects the DNA in your cells.
Mm-hmm.
We also know that the places that are exposed the most, when we go outside, the face, the arms, if you wear a bathing suit, the more exposed areas are where you're most likely to get the most damage.
Mm-hmm.
So for skin cancer, we're going to go into that a little bit more in depth, but you have to look for a growth. You look for a sore that doesn't heal,
mm-hmm.
a crusty area that just reopens and maybe bleeds and doesn't go away. Or you look for moles that change.
All right.
These are very important. You need to see your doctor. But remember, at the Triana Prevention Center, we're looking to prevent the big problems in life. It isn't just the little problems, it's the big problems. We want to help prevent patients and not only to stay healthy, like we said, more good years, but a lot of people have been abusing their skins. And you see after a while, they've had to have surgeries,
mm-hmm.
or burning off, and they end up becoming disfigured.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's very sad when people didn't know about that.
I can actually hear my wife nodding her head in approval of what you're saying, because she has been on me since we've known each other about that. I've been very bad about it. I've gotten better. Finally, I've gotten the message, but I've been very bad about sunscreen. Now I get under the umbrella on the patio and I have the sunscreen, so doing much better.
Okay. We're going to talk, because, you know, there's a lot of myths there too.
Okay.
Does everybody know? Maybe not everybody knows. The eyes can get sunburned.
Never heard that.
The eyes can get sunburned.
Huh.
The sun can burn your eyes.
Wow.
It can damage the retina, the back of your eye, that's very important.
Yeah.
It can also affect your lens in your eyes, increasing your chances to get cataracts.
Oh.
So the eye can get sunburned. It's very important, and we're going to talk about what you can do to prevent sunburn of your eyes. But it's extremely important. Do you remember the UVA, the UVB, the ultraviolet light we do not see with the naked eye can affect our skin and our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So our eyes can get sunburned.
Okay.
That's very important to know.
And I'll bet that's a new one on a lot of our listeners. I had never heard that.
The eyes can get damaged. So when you do get sunburn, there are some things you can do to help alleviate the symptoms. You can take anti-inflammatories. We call those NSAIDs, like Advil, Aleve.
Mm-hmm.
You can also put cold compresses on your skin, and you need to moisturize your skin with moisturizers such as aloe vera.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people will use a low dose hydrocortisone cream, and that will help with the inflammation. If you develop blisters, remember we talked about, if you have blisters in a major part of your body, you need to seek medical attention. It's very important. People can get sunburn severe that they can get infections. If you do get a few blisters, do not break the blisters. If they break, you can put antibacterial cream. Also, remember, hydration. A lot of people feel and don't realize that if you go out on a boat and you're out in the water and you can have what I call the perfect storm. Sun, burn, alcohol,
mm-hmm.
and you forget you need water. What does alcohol do?
Dehydrates you.
Dehydrates you. Yeah. So you're getting dehydrated from the sun, the heat, the sweating, the alcohol, and you need to hydrate.
Sure.
Fluids, fluids, fluids. This is important. You know, our bodies are incredible, but there's a balance of everything. If you rock that balance, that's when people get ill.
I see.
So if you're out in the sun, sunscreen, hydration, it's very important. And remember that the alcohol you're drinking is going to affect that perfect balance that we need. We need to have fluid in our bodies and know that the sun is affecting that balance. There are some topical things that people use called canes, like benzocaine.
Yes, sure.
All right. They're really not so much recommended because in some people, they can actually irritate the skin and cause allergic reaction. So you have to be very careful with that.
I'm wondering, I was going to ask you at some point, this seems like the appropriate moment, if that may be what happened to me at one time. I got a very bad sunburn and I remember applying, you know, one of the canes, the solar canes or whatever that you buy over the counter.
Right.
And I developed an immediate itch that was so intense, I almost went to the emergency room. It was that bad.
Yes. That's a sign of an allergic reaction.
I see.
And other signs of severe, of course, allergic reactions are inability, you can't breathe.
Right.
Or your tongue swells, or you pass out. These are serious.
And you don't mess around with that. You get to the ER on that.
That's 911.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's very serious. That's also called, you could have what's called an anaphylactic reaction,
okay.
Or it's also called angioedemas, when the tongue swells or the lips swell,
mm-hmm.
or you feel like somebody just put fire on your skin, severe.
Okay.
So these are things to look for. It's very important that we try to prevent the sunburn. It's very important because once you're sunburned, you're only treating the symptoms. You have already damaged your skin.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, which, as I said, when we were young, the old baby oil, I'm so glad I didn't do that. I was a bookworm. I was a bookworm.
Which proved to be a good decision for many reasons.
Yes, it proved to be a good decision. Even my skin goes, thank you for being a bookworm. But anyways, but I did grow up in Florida, and I was a Girl Scout, and we did all kinds of outdoor camping, canoeing, sailing. So what can we do to prevent sunburn?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, did you know that sunscreens were also, they were thought about during the 1940s, during World War II?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that. I was in my research, I found that out.
Hmm.
I thought that was very interesting.
I didn't think anybody paid attention to it at that time.
And the old sunscreens, their SPF was only 2. SPF. What is SPF? We're going to talk about that.
Good.
So everybody listen in. And if you have any calls,
Let's take a second, actually, to remind everybody of the phone numbers and what this program is all about. It's about more good years, which would include good years for all parts of your body, including your skin. I believe the largest organ in the human body. So call and ask questions or offer comments if you would like to. Dr. Triana is here to answer your calls and questions at 941-206-1580 or 888-441-1580. This program is brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center in Port Charlotte, Florida, where you can visit them online at TrianaPreventionCenter.com. It's T-R-I-A-N-A, Prevention Center, all one word, .com. And now back to Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Thank you, Todd. Yes, and I want to remind everyone that also I am a lipidologist. I have my sports in lipids. Mm-hmm. And that I'm also a certified menopause practitioner. And at the Triana Prevention Center, we have a wonderful team to take care of our patients. We are accepting new patients. We see patients not only who want a family physician, but we also see patients who may want to just have a consultation to help prevent a heart attack, a stroke, diabetes. Also a consultation if you want to see me for... If you're having problems with menopause, and everyone out there, if you have a wife, a daughter, or if you're a woman going through menopause, believe me, you do not have to suffer alone. Mm. There is help.
You do not have to suffer, period. I mean,
right.
To the extent that there is help now available for a lot that has to do with that.
Yes, and I also encourage all my patients... To part of the menopause is also I encourage my patients to have an intimate life and forever. I feel that that is very important that you have in your relationship an intimate life forever. And it's an important part of a human being's life. And if anyone out there, because of menopause or other issues, has problems where they feel they need help, we can help them at the Triana Prevention Center. Your intimacy is very important in your life. With your loved one, it's very important. And nothing should stop that. And the word age is not a stumbling block for having an intimate or a sexual life. It is not a stumbling block. So people, when they get older, can still have a wonderful, intimate life. And I want to remind everybody that. So we're going to go back to sunburn. Mm-hmm. What can you do to prevent sunburn? You can try to stay out of the sun between the peak hours of 10 and 4.
All right, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Cover up. We know that covering up. Why? Because certain materials will absorb the UV light, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they absorb the UV light. Certain weaves and colors also will absorb UV light.
Mm-hmm.
Sunscreen will also is very important to absorb or disperse UV light so it doesn't go into the skin. And we know that sunscreen is important and you need to be generous. This is not the point to put just a little. You need to make sure that you put it on your skin, that it gets absorbed. Now, in my research, there were some studies that talked about putting it on 15 minutes to 30 minutes before you go out in the sun and also 15 to 30 minutes after you get exposed to the sun.
Okay.
So
it's like a 1-2 step process.
Yes, a 1-2 step.
Okay.
Know that also... The other thing is, we talked about the eyes. The eyes can get sunburn. Sunglasses. You need to make sure that they are sunglasses that will block UV light. And the ones that wrap around are the most protective because they will block the UV light that comes from different angles.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very important. A friend of mine, they ski up north, and they sent the cutest pictures of They had sunglasses. They, both of them, the husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
And then their beautiful, gorgeous golden retriever had sunglasses too.
I've seen that's become quite a cottage industry, sunglasses for dogs.
It was the cutest picture. I go,
yeah.
You know, the three of them, the family picture, you know, with the sunglasses.
Sure.
I thought it was adorable.
You know, you said something interesting about this was on a skiing trip. And so many people think of sun exposure being a beach in Florida and warm weather. You, with all that snow in your skiing, if the sun happens to be out, you can get sunburned that way.
Yes, it reflects and it can intensify.
It can be freezing cold and you can still get a sunburn. So you need to keep that in mind.
And people cover, but a lot of times the sun, when it reflects, will also burn the bottom part of the nose.
Mm.
And people don't realize that when they go skiing also. They think they have everything protected,
mm-hmm.
but they leave this part open to breathe through the nose. So this is very important that you're made aware that skiing, being on the water, high altitude, you're going to be more exposed. And that light, that UV light, that we don't see with the naked eye, can be intensified and burn our eyes and our skin on our face and all the exposed areas.
Okay.
Very important to remember, especially as we get older or even younger, a lot of medicines will make your skin sensitive to the sun augment the effect of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So antibiotics and other type of medications, you need to know. You need to make sure that you're protected. So what does that mean? That if you're on certain medications, you go out in the sun, even if it's not as long as you think you're going to be out, it will make your skin more sensitive. So you're going to more of a chance of getting a sunburn.
How can you tell what kinds of medications? I mean, obviously you could ask your doctor because you probably ask a pharmacist.
The pharmacist, when you get the information on the medicine.
Read that, please.
Read that. It'll say, okay, this is important for people to know. Most people don't realize. Remember that even though you don't sit in the sun or try to become a beach bunny or sunbathe, that when you go to your car outside, when you walk around outside, you are getting sun. That's very important to know. So not just sitting there with the old oil is important. So what is sunscreen? What is sunscreen? Well, sunscreen does two things. It can reflect the UV light or it can absorb the UV light. One of the most potent sunscreens is zinc oxide. It does both. It absorbs and it reflects. So there's different sunscreen chemicals that work to try to absorb or reflect.
Okay.
Okay. But nothing is 100%. What does the word SPF mean? It's called sun protection factor. Now, what is it? It's a measure of the ability to protect from UVB light, damaging light. Theoretically, if in 20 minutes you get sunburn and you have an SPF of 15, that means you could be out in the sun 15 times longer, which is 5 hours out in the sun. Theoretically, but wait a minute. You may think that theoretically that would work, but our bodies are not in a theoretical environment. First of all, because the angle of the light changes during the day. So right now, it could be 9 o'clock in the morning. By 12 noon, that sun is at a different angle and the intensity of the UV light is greater. So you can't stay out there for 5 hours. Second of all, we also know that this SPF is important if you are sweating because the sunscreen comes off, or if you go swimming, the sunscreen comes off. So If you put it on one time in the day and think it's going to stay there all day, that is not true. It's not going to happen.
So reapplication is a very important part.
Very important. Also, you have to know if it's broad spectrum, because you want to block the UVA and the UVB. Remember, both of them can cause damage to the skin and sunburn.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them. That's very important to know.
Broad spectrum. This is the kind of thing that should be on any labels, right?
It's on the label, but okay. There's a lot of confusion with the labels. There used to be labels. The FDA now has tried to clarify. For example, the FDA now says that you can't put on any label that it completely blocks the sun.
Okay.
The FDA said you cannot put that it's sweat-proof,
mm-hmm,
or waterproof claims.
Mm.
You may say water-resistant after a certain standard time, like maybe 40 minutes or 80 minutes, mm-hmm, but you cannot claim that it is a total sunblock. Those are the new FDA rules.
I was going to say they must be new. I remember certain brands used to claim to be waterproof, but no longer can they do that.
Okay. No longer can the sunscreen say that it totally prevents skin cancer.
Mm.
It decreases your risk. In fact, the rule says that it can help prevent sunburn and decrease your risk for skin cancer and skin aging, but it must say broad spectrum, and it has to be greater than SPF 15.
Mm-hmm.
All right? They're saying, too, that maximum SPF of 50, they're not going to have a label like that. Because in some countries, the labeling is different.
Mm-hmm.
In some countries, they look at the tanning factor or the pigment factor, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
But in this country, you know, you're looking for the SPF, the sun protection factor. But no, that it is not 110%. So when you go out in the sun, you have to know that you have to reapply the sunscreen, especially if you're sweating or going out in the water. That's very, very important.
So even a really high SPF number doesn't mean that you're totally protected.
No, does not mean that you're totally protected. And remember, it needs to say broad spectrum,
mm-hmm,
UVA and UVB. And I want to remind everyone, remember the UV light you don't see. The naked eye does not see UV light, and that you can still get sunburn even on a cloudy day.
Right.
Okay. So that's very, very, very important. Now, so the point would be, if we know that sunburn causes so much damage, I would think that we would try to prevent sunburn.
Sure.
And know that we can still get sunburn. And I'm sure we've all seen that in tanning booths.
Mm-hmm.
Be aware that you can get sunburn in a tanning booth, and that it also has UV light, and that it can cause damage and problems to your skin. And I think a lot of young people don't realize that.
I think it's something that the tanning industry doesn't like to talk about very much either. Obviously, that's not the best thing to be saying about their business, but truthfully, the information is available for you to find if you want to look these kinds of things up.
Yes. And one of the resources I use was skincancer.org.
Good.
Mayo Clinic.com.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the NIH, mm-hmm, has a wonderful website, the National Health Institute,
okay,
of Health.
Mm-hmm.
They have a great website. The CDC has a great website.
Mm-hmm.
So all this information is out there. I try to put things together so people can understand it and take away some of the myths, make it easy to understand,
mm-hmm,
and that it's information that we can use in our everyday life.
Right.
You know, there's more chemical reactions in the skin. We know that the we produce vitamin D in our skin. And yes, a lot of people are vitamin D deficient. There's a controversy about vitamin D and whether, you know, if it's, and it, there are studies that shows that it's associated with vascular disease, even some cancers. So we know that some sun is good. You don't have to be, you know, live in a cave. I don't want anybody to think that. I just think that people need to understand, and even at a young age, what you do today definitely affects your tomorrow.
Catches up with you.
Whether it be the sun, whether it be smoking, whether it be alcohol, all these things, you know, we need to know. So we need to know about the SPF. So when you go and look at the sunscreen, see if it fits your needs. Are you going to be sweating? And know that you have to reapply it.
Mm-hmm.
And any sunscreen above, to be really beneficial, it should be greater than 15. A lot of women now, they use in their foundation.
Yes.
There's SPF,
mm-hmm.
like I use on my foundation and
mm-hmm.
my makeup. I'm a girly girl. I love using makeup. I love, you know, experimenting,
sure.
doing new things with makeup. And I love all the good makeups. So, but you have to look at the ingredients, see if it's F, does it have F, SPF?
Mm-hmm.
We also know that some of the SPFs used to cause allergic reactions in people. You have to be careful with that. So one of the things we're really concerned about, and I want to make people aware, and I'm just going to explain, we are trying to prevent skin cancer. We know that there's three major types of skin cancer. We call those basal cell carcinoma, squamous cell carcinoma, and melanoma.
Mm-hmm.
We know that these cancers, oh, we have a call.
We'll come right back to that sentence after we find out what's on this caller's mind. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi. I was wondering, Dr. Triana mentioned she'll be sitting next to a representative. What name, please?
Oh, well, thank you. Representative Robeson, I'm going to be in Tallahassee on Friday, and I'll be the doctor of the day.
All right.
Well,
you rock, Dr. Triana.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, that hasn't been mentioned since the top part of the program, somebody who paid attention to the introduction today.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we were talking because I'm going to be, I just love it too. The first year I went, I met Jeb Bush, and when he was governor, mm-hmm. and I got a picture taken with him. So I felt kind of, you know, all flustered in the beautiful room
mm-hmm.
In the Capitol of his office. And as the years have gone on, I've met more and more representatives and people who've gone on and now are congressmen and senators like mm-hmm. Marco Rubio.
Right.
And I was with Representative Kriegel. He was very nice. Representative Harrington.
Mm-hmm.
And also I enjoyed, you know, sitting and learning about the history, too, because you when you go there, you have to learn about the history of the Capitol. And every time I've gone, I've met new people and been able to be of service.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because I don't get compensated for this. It's an honor. And I used to go with my aunt
mm-hmm.
and my mother. And it was such a wonderful time. If anybody out there, I love doing girl weekends
mm-hmm.
with my mother and my aunt. I got to learn more about the history of my family.
Mm.
So I enjoyed that, and I felt I got to spend a whole weekend with them.
Sure.
We drive up, because it's a long drive. It's about a six-hour drive.
Yes, it is.
And it's a beautiful part of the state, And when you go through the state, you get such pride when you're there because Florida is so beautiful. You know, I love traveling, but every time I come home, I say again and again, just like in The Wizard of Oz, there's no place like home. Mm-hmm. And as my mother always says, God bless America.
Sure.
We really, with all the good and bads that we have here, we still are blessed to be living in America. And that's the way I feel. My family feels that way. As you know, my family came from Cuba in 1947. So I grew up here in Charlotte County. My family's been here since 1960. And I'm very proud. In fact, my mother went to the old timers and a luncheon. I was unable to attend the old timers because I was at this destination wedding. But my mother bid on a beautiful painting of the old Princess Hotel, which is iconic in Punta Gorda history. So, and it's a painting made by Neil Gatewood, and it's a gorgeous painting. And if anyone, I have other paintings from Mr. Gatewood in my office because I love art. And anyone who goes to my office will see I have the Princess Hotel now, the courthouse, the old Punta Gorda Hotel where all the presidents that used to go.
Right. Yes, yes.
It's beautiful watercolors. So I'm very proud of that. So I wanted to talk about the three main. I just want to finish up with the three
main
cancers.
Absolutely. We've got about 5 minutes left in case anybody has a question also.
Yes. Remember, sunburn. We don't want to burn, baby, burn. Sunburn's important. Protect your skin because we're trying to prevent the three major types of skin cancer. Look for lesions that are either pearly or waxy. That's mostly the basal cell. Or a firm nodule. Or a scaly crust that doesn't seem to heal. Or look for, like, for example, melanoma, a spot that's dark or changes color or bleeds, or a mole that has irregular edges and may have different colors to it. And look for dark spots. People can get melanoma. Melanoma is a cancer of the melanocytes, so not necessarily will you get it where you're exposed to the sun. You can get it in between your fingers, in between your toes, underneath your nails.
I know somebody who got it under the hair on his scalp.
Yes.
And would comb his hair, and every now and then it would bleed a little bit and didn't realize what it was. It eventually claimed his life. Very serious.
Melanoma is very serious, and we will go about over these in depth. But the important thing to know is that you have to be aware and look at your body. You know, we are always, it seems like a lot of people are always in a rush. They forget to look. Examine your body. Look in a mirror. Go to your doctor. See someone to examine your back, areas that you can't see. Melanoma can even affect. You can even get melanoma in the vagina or in your anus. So that's very important. You don't have to have it just where it's exposed to the sun. If you see a dark spot, you have to be aware. Now, going back to the sun, we know that the sun can damage your skin. It can affect the layers below, that we can still get sunburn even if we're not in the sun or at the beach. It can be a cloudy day. We can be skiing. We can be on the water, and it could be a cloudy day. We can have reflective UVA and UVB light. So, and remember, your eyes can also get sunburn. Everybody, you need to protect your eyes. I think this is, for me, it's been very interesting. And I can tell you, yes, it's beautiful to go out in the water. Yes, I truly believe that salt water, it has healing properties to it. And it's so relaxing. But we need to protect our skin so we can enjoy the water.
Hopefully for more years.
For more good years. And remember, at the Triana Prevention Center, we are here to help you. We are here, and I say it as I say to my patients, with love and kindness. Mm-hmm. You know, I just feel so blessed that I get to do what I've always wanted to do since I was a little girl, and that was to be a doctor. So I want to thank everyone for, more and more people are listening to the program. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors. Go to the website if you have a question, TrianaPreventionCenter.com.
There's a link there to send you an email, I believe,
yes,
correct?
Yes, ask Dr. Triana at TrianaPreventionCenter.com.
Likewise, we have a link on our website to take you there as well, which is WCCFAM.com.
Right. You know, I love listening to the radio. I listen to the radio. I've listened to your program, Todd.
Oh, my.
And
I'm flattered.
When I can catch it before I go to work.
I'm on awful early, yes.
I know. Anyways, everyone, stay healthy. More good years. Take care of yourself. And thank you.
Thank you.